This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. And in studio is the fascinating and talented Christopher Janney, a celebrated artist from Massachusetts who's known for his work nationally and beyond. He is an architect, a composer, and an artist, and he is here with the Louisiana Arts and Science, Art and Science Museum, and we'll talk about what's going to happen, but he's got in town yesterday. He's making the rounds, and we're glad you're here.
Great to be here.
I love that coat.
Sorry everybody else can't see it.
Well, we'll put it on our website.
But, okay, great.
He is a suave gentleman, and you are an artist, when I will use the word unique, that certainly applies to you. You attempt to make architecture more like music, and this is more than an exhibit. This is a performance we're talking about that's going to happen. Tell us what you're going to do here.
Well, I think the important thing to start with is that I did a big permanent installation for Our Lady of the Lake Children's Hospital, the new hospital that opened in October. So I've been in and out of Baton Rouge for the last 4 or 5 years, and I then had a conversation with Elizabeth Weinstein at the Louisiana Arts and Science Museum, and she asked if I would like to have a solo exhibition of my work there, also talking about the fabrication of the Our Lady of the Lake installation called Harmonic Grove. And once that was up, I said, well, you're sort of missing the other half, which is the musical side of my life. And she said, well, let's see if we can arrange to have a performance. And that's really where this has come from, because trained as an architect and a jazz musician, sometimes I'm trying to make architecture more like music, but sometimes I'm trying to make music more like architecture, and that's really what the performance is going to be about.
Well, Christopher's also the author of a book, Architecture of the Air. It was released a little over a decade ago. He is an amazing performer, and he will be at the LASM for two performances. You're getting ready for them as we speak. I understand rehearsals are in the offing.
Correct. The rest of the band from Boston flew in today, and then we have a number of local, excellent local Louisiana musicians that are going to work together with us. So I'm very excited about having everybody together for the first time this afternoon.
And you'll open when?
The first performance will be Friday night, 7 o'clock. And there'll be a second performance on Saturday night, 7 o'clock.
And it's at LASM. So
it's actually LASM in the Planetarium, which is also, as an architect, a very fascinating space to perform in. So I'm very excited about that.
You like that place?
I like that idea to perform in a planetarium, yes. It's quite special.
Well, when I say you have some talented band members, you've got some amazing performers who will join you.
Absolutely. Well, I have really one of the great sax players from Boston, Stan Strickland, who will be part of the group. But here, Kiana Linnell, who's really one of the great jazz singers in Louisiana right now, she's going to be part of it. And George Bell and a number of Herman Jackson, Greg Ward, a number of local percussionists. So I'm very excited to sort of mix up this gumbo of music.
All
see
right.
What happens.
877-217-5757 if you'd like to get in with Christopher Janney. As I know, he is nationally renowned for his work, and a listener notes about your days at MIT. This goes back, I think, about 40 years. You developed a multimedia studio. How did that evolve?
Well, that's really, when I came out of MIT, the idea was, what am I going to do here to be able to mix architecture and music? So it wasn't really anybody that wanted to hire me. So I had to sort of forge my own path. And then really that's what the studio Phenomen Arts Incorporated started in 1980 is really about. It's a way for me to present my work, develop my work, have my work built all over the world.
Christopher has a website. It's JanneySound.com, providing information on where his latest events are. And he'll be at the LASM Friday and Saturday. And he's been profiled in various high-profile places in the United States in the media. Many awards for his unique contributions to art. And as mentioned, a research fellow at MIT. was there a break along the way when you realized that this eclectic type of work you're doing actually had a market?
Well, I think there were a number of sort of moments where things got interesting. Certainly the day I met John Cage, the radical avant-garde composer in New York, and he was very interested in what I did. That was a great support for my work. And then certainly being at MIT was a great place for me to be able to develop my projects under the aegis of research, because everything at MIT is research. I said, you can call it what you want, but this is what I'm doing. And so there was actually a group of artists there at an institution called the Center for Advanced Visual Studies. So that was also offered a lot of support in the early years to help me develop these ideas.
Well, this is Exploring the Hidden Music, Louisiana, January 31st, as in tomorrow night at 7, and then Saturday at 7 at the LASM Planetarium, an innovative performance at the Irene Pennington Planetarium, composed by Christopher Janney, featuring the singer you mentioned, Kiana Linnell, right?
Correct.
And
yes.
I must say I've never heard Kiana, but I've heard great things about.
Oh, she's fantastic.
And George Bell, who I saw last night, he was the head of the United Way. He's a multi-talented man as well. Another listener asked about something you were involved with called the Sonic Forest. What about the Sonic Forest?
Well, the Sonic Forest actually was originally developed on a National Endowment for the Arts grant in the mid-90s to look at ways to make large urban plazas more human-scaled. Mm-hmm. So I developed this idea of having these 16 posts, maybe 8 feet tall, 10 inches in diameter, that you could set up on any existing plaza. And each column had interactive components and audio speakers and lights. So all of a sudden it made it a very immersive environment at the human scale. And as it turned out, I did that, in the mid and late 90s for city festivals. And then actually had a prophetic discussion with the Bonnaroo Music Festival in 2004. They asked me to bring it there. And I did. I'd been touring this piece for the last 8 years, doing it at various music festivals, and now actually next month it's going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina, as part of an event. So it's had a life of its own, and I'm very happy about that.
You have this concept of sound as a visual medium.
Mm-hmm.
That it's an amazing concept. Can you give us the Cliff Notes version of it?
Well, I think the short version is the group of people who are most like what I do are sound film editors. Okay, so I mean they're the composers that are putting sound behind an image that are then influencing what you see on the screen. So and someone like Francis Ford Coppola says 75% of my films are in the sound. So people don't quite understand how important sound is in influencing your perception of what you see. So I'm very much taking that idea and putting it in the street. And that's the idea. I do interactive sound environments in public spaces that also then change your perception of that public space. And that's really where sound as a visual medium comes from.
And I think you had an address last night at LSU, didn't you?
I gave a talk. I gave a lecture last night at LSU, yeah.
Good reception?
Oh, it was great. Very enthusiastic kids. I love working with college kids. I've done a number of projects on college campuses, and so it was very well received.
Tell us more about your activity at the Children's Hospital.
Yes. Well, that was that took about 4 or 5 years, but basically, they were building a new children's hospital, and I have done other projects with other children's hospitals, and my work. Interactive sound and light environments works very well with children of all ages. And I get a lot of personal satisfaction out of seeing my work in those kinds of environments. So I had actually done a piece for St. Jude's Hospital in Memphis, and some individuals had heard about that who were here and asked me to come give a presentation about my work because they were just at that point in the process of designing the new children's hospital here. And that's really how it started.
Well, this performance Friday and Saturday at LASM, it involves Zydeco, Southern Gospel, Southern Blues. You combine a lot of music genres. So it's something that I'm amazed that you, a man of Massachusetts, you know all about our music here.
Oh, no, I think you got some pretty incredible traditions of music down here. And I'm very, very intrigued to be able to put those kinds of things into my work.
Well, it's a concert exploring the hidden music Louisiana with Christopher Janney, and you will be able to find out for yourself what we've been talking about, and you got to do that to really appreciate this man's unique ability. And you can go to lasm.org tomorrow night at 7 and Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Planetarium, Pennington Planetarium at the Louisiana Art and Science Museum. It's been a pleasure, and thanks for your visit today, and congratulations on your continuing success.
Thanks so much. I'm really happy to be here, and I look forward to seeing everyone at the two shows.
Thank you, Christopher Janney. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial. Until tomorrow, for Matt Doyle, I'm Jim Inkster. We thank you for listening, and stay tuned.